welcome back to another edition of Let's Talk Money. I am your host, Taylor Thomas. We are glad to be back. We were on hiatus for the summer, starting off our first show for this new season, planning ahead for your digital afterlife. Many of you may be saying, what are you talking about? We're talking about asset protection, and we have a wonderful attorney here. His name is Hillel Presser. He's the author of Financial Self-Defense. He's going to talk to us and explain to us why we need to be concerned about our many online accounts in the event of our passing. Hillel, thank you for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about you before we go into this big question about protecting our assets after we die, online that is.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me this morning. You know, our law firm helps clients with two things, asset protection and estate planning. And essentially what we do as asset protection attorneys is we help our clients protect any asset they have from any financial threat. So people work hard for their money, but unfortunately, in today's litigious society, one car accident, one lawsuit, one slip and fall can take everything away. So we help them protect everything they own from everyone every time. We also help them with their estate planning. So we want to make sure when they do pass away that their assets go where they want them to go as quickly and as privately as possible. And probably one of the biggest things that we see is that when people think of their assets to protect both while they're alive and pass along when they're dead, you know, they think of money in the bank, cars, homes, businesses. They never think about their digital media. What about their accounts with all the online music, the online photos, the Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus accounts? You know, all of those could be very valuable, if not as much, if maybe more than the other assets.
Say, Attorney Presser, to those who say, well, why should I care if I'm gone? Why is that an issue?
Well, you know, you got to think about it from a couple different ways. You know, number one is, let's say you pass your business along. Well, you know, if you have a car wash business and you've built up 5,000 fans on Facebook and you leave it to your son and your son wants to sell the business, well, if he doesn't have that Facebook account, you know, that goodwill, the business is going to be worth a lot less. So there's certainly a lot of added value that your digital media can bring. On another scope, and probably the other spectrum is, you know, in today's digital economy, people have their bank accounts pinged every month for their cell phone, their mortgage, their electric, their water. And if people don't have the username and passwords to get into your account, well, when you pass away, your account's going to be drained.
Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting. So has this created this new social media and this online world that people are living in? Has this created a new legal pathway for people like yourself?
You know, it's starting to. You know, it's still very new. So, you know, right now there's online companies that are starting to pop up that you can retain, you know, to tell them where you want your digital media and assets to go after you pass away. You know, we always recommend to our clients that they appoint what's called a digital executor, really just another term for a trusted advisor. You know, maybe you leave all the information with an attorney or a CPA or a friend that you trust. You know, in your estate planning documents, in your will, you can talk about who you want to receive your digital assets, but we never want you to put your username and passwords actually in the documents, because the will could end up being public record.
Okay, that's not good. You're listening now to Let's Talk Money. We are talking to Attorney Hillel Presser. He's the author of Financial Self-Defense, and we're talking about asset protection after you pass away online. Yeah, your digital afterlife. So I guess my next question, Attorney Presser, would be, what is the first thing we should do now to deal with online accounts in the event of our unexpected death?
You know, two real things. Number one is you have to come educated. People don't even think about this, and what we want to do is a special courtesy is any of your listeners, if they go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, that's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we will send them a free copy, free shipping, of the latest book, Financial Self-Defense.
So,
wow. Number one, make sure you educate yourself. Number two is, after you've educated yourself, you have to inventory what you have. You know, so many people have a lot more than what they think they have, so you have to inventory every single digital and non-digital asset that you have. After you educate yourself, and after you've inventoried what you have, only then can you talk about how to protect it.
Now, when you reach out to people, Attorney Pressure, about protecting their online accounts, and honestly, until I received this information from your publicist, I never necessarily thought about that. And I'm sure you have a lot of people thinking, you know, yeah, that's just not something that comes to top of mind. But it is something, that's where we're moving. So obviously, it should be something we address now. How much does something like this cost to retain an attorney like you to deal with protecting us online, our online accounts, after we pass away?
You know, unfortunately, there's no black and white answer. You know, it's kind of like saying how much is a car. We can literally work within any budget. There's a lot of things that you can even do for free. You know, you just come in for a consultation and things you can do yourself. To put together a comprehensive estate planning, you know, portfolio, depending on if you're single, married, children, depending what you do and what you don't do, usually could cost you anywhere from about $1,000 to $5,000 for an, you know, a very comprehensive estate plan. But again, I'm just trying to give some sort of range. Asset protection, again, I mean, it's we can work within any budget, but I mean, it's just, we've done cases for $1,000, we've done cases for $40,000. So it really just depends on the client and, you know, how well they want to sleep at night.
Some of the issues, Attorney Presser, do you see when it comes to online accounts and people passing away that perhaps you want to share with our listeners?
Well, probably the biggest thing is that, you know, everybody knows how tough it is, you know, when they forget a username or a password or a secret question because they've done it 15 years ago. Well, now you can imagine how tough it would be for someone else to try and get that information. And now, you know, add on top of that the fact that a lot of these social media or online accounts, you know, they have their own privacy rules and regulations. And they might not even allow that information to be given out because some accounts are non-transferable. So if you don't leave, you know, that trusted advisor, you know, the username and passwords, there's a good chance that somebody will never be able to get them.
That is scary. You're listening now to Let's Talk Money. We're talking today, our very special guest attorney, Hillel Presser. He's author of Financial Self-Defense. We're talking about planning ahead for your digital afterlife, asset protection, and Attorney Presser, his company, does just that. Now, you just mentioned about leaving information. What if you don't have a trusted loved one who's tech savvy enough to deal with any remaining online issues? What do we do in that event?
Well, again, you kind of have two different options. Number one is there's a lot of programs and, you know, companies that are popping up online, and we're only going to see more and more, you know, as years go on, because right now this is really a new subject. And you can actually retain them to tell them where you want your digital assets to go. So if you don't have a family member, a friend, no problem. You can always, you know, retain one of these online companies. Besides that, I mean, you can always it doesn't have to be a friend or relative. I mean, it could be a trusted advisor like an attorney. So you could certainly retain an attorney or a CPA or a financial advisor. You know, again, someone who's just in a trusted position, you know, that, you know, can hold on to this secret information for you.
Now, Attorney Presser, let me ask you this question. So the flip side of this question of going and giving this kind of personal information to somebody, is there anything that you can advise us to stay away from? If you get a person that asks you this, or a person doesn't have this credentials, you shouldn't leave your information with them. Is there any advice that you can give on that spectrum?
Well, certainly you want to speak to someone, you know, that you feel comfortable with. You know, if you're going to use an attorney, you know, whatever state you're in, you know, look them up, you know, make sure they're licensed in that state, find out how long they've been there, able to practice law, find out if they've ever had any disciplinary actions, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's boards that govern attorneys, there's boards that govern financial advisors and CPAs. So by doing 15 or 20 minutes of due diligence, I think you can get a pretty good idea of somebody's reputation.
Now, I mentioned it several times during this interview, Attorney Hillel Presser, you're also author of Financial Self-Defense. What can we find behind the pages? Because you also mentioned, if we go to your website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and you mentioned Let's Talk Money, you'll give them a free copy. What can they find behind the pages of this book?
They're literally going to learn how to protect every single thing they own from everyone, every time. We're going to talk about how to protect their assets from lawsuits, from divorce, from short sale and foreclosure deficiencies. We'll teach them how to protect it, you know, from slip and falls. You know, we'll talk to them about how to protect each asset that they have. How do they protect their house, their cars, their business, their money, everything from start to finish. Also, we'll go a little bit into, you know, how to plan for when you do pass away. You know, we'll talk about all the different types of trusts and estate plans that you can come up with. So it's very educational, very informative. Also, on our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, is literally hundreds of pages of information. So if anybody goes there, I think they'll find a wealth of information.
Now, Attorney family pressure, obviously everyone has different backgrounds, incomes, and situations, so reading this information will give them a pathway, and then they probably need to seek someone professionally to talk more specific about their particular case. Am I correct?
Definitely. You know, there's no one-size-fits-all. Everybody has different personal and business assets. Everybody has different potential threats and creditors, so it might work for someone, might not work for the other, but by reading the book, you can become a very educated client. You know, I don't stress the do-it-yourself. I mean, I always say hire a qualified asset protection attorney and estate planning attorney, but by reading the book, you can become a very educated client, and at least you'll be in the right direction of what you should and shouldn't be looking for.
And I love when you, there's a resource for people to get free information, and you can go there, get the information, and decide what path you want to take from there. That's what this show is all about. What do you say to those families that honestly are living paycheck to paycheck and are thinking, I really don't have anything worth saving. This is probably not for me.
You know, the less you have, the more you need the protection. We represent people who have $10,000 in the bank, nothing in the bank, and people who have billions of dollars in the bank. You know, if a billionaire loses a few million, it's not a big deal. If somebody who's saved up their whole life and only has a couple hundred thousand in the bank, if they lose a million, they're wiped out forever. So, you know, you might think you don't have that much, but if what you do have was taken away, you'd be in a lot worse position.
And I love how you said attorney pressure to just, you need to write down what your assets are, to even to sit it and put it on paper to see, wow, I didn't realize I have that much, you know, worth protecting. I think some people just, you forget things if you don't actually put it down.
Yeah, I mean, people always have a lot more than what they think they have. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe someone owes them money, maybe there's a possible inheritance. I mean, you just never know. And also, you never know when you're going to get sued. You know, nobody wakes up in the morning and expects to get sued. So educate yourself, inventory what you have, and then have a qualified asset protection attorney help put together a plan that's right for you and your family.
And people can actually reach out to your firm, or do they just go straight to your website?
I mean, they can call us. You know, our number is 1-800-999-9992. That's our toll-free number. But they can go to our website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. They can email us. All of our contact information is there, and happy to help out any of your listeners.
Now, since this program is broadcast all over the U.S. and abroad because we stream it online as well, as we close out this wonderful interview with you about planning ahead for your digital afterlife, asset protection, what two things can you tell us we need to do today? And then, of course, we can go online and read all the great information you have about protecting our online accounts.
Sure. I mean, there's literally hundreds of different tips and techniques, but probably just the two most important ones that come to mind are, number one, own nothing but control everything. You know, if something's in your personal name, somebody can take it from you. You know, stop worrying about how something is titled. Just worry about if you can get the benefit from that asset. So own nothing but control everything. And number two is, you know, for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. You know, we spend a lifetime trying to build what we have, but one car accident, one lawsuit, you know, one financial disaster can take everything away. So stop, take a breath, and worry about protecting the principal rather than increasing it, because you can lose it all in one day.
Let me tell you, I see why you're doing what you do. I mean, because you really broke it down in layman terms for people to understand whether you have wealth, whether you believe you do or not, why it's important to protect your assets online, particularly. Again, attorney Hillel Presser, author of Financial Self-Defense. You can get more information by going to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. I cannot thank you enough for joining us today on Let's Talk Money.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We'll stay